In the aftermath of the Iraq War, the U.S. has offered to establish a free trade zone with Arab countries supportive of American policies. The European Union is already pursuing its own free trade agreements in the region. But who really benefits from these treaties? Correspondent Reese Ehrlich files this report from Lebanon and Syria.
If anyone should benefit from a U.S.-Arab free trade agreement, it's Sleiman Khatter, owner of this textile and garment factory in Beirut. He already exports stonewashed jeans to the U.S. and Europe. Walking around the factory, he explains how the jeans get that aged look. It's not hundreds of peasant women washing jeans with rocks. It's a bald Lebanese guy with a sandblasting hose.
We are going to pass by the garment factory. We give age to the jeans and to the material.
So you stonewash the jeans,
yes,
that sort of thing?
Yes, we do this with the sand blasting machine. You have it.
Later, workers put the jeans into huge industrial washing machines and add pumice stones. They rip a hole in the knee, and soon the brand new jeans look very, very raggedy, perfect for sale in America.
These are some of the garments that are made in our plant that to look older, or to look dirty. For my side, I will never wear this. But thanks God that there are people that buy this, and this is our market.
Khatter's factory has shrunk from about 400 workers 10 years ago to only 80 today. He would like to expand exports to America, but the U.S. now charges a 17% import duty on all Lebanese textiles and garments.
If there is an agreement regarding free trade between Lebanon and the United States, I think this will be a great opportunity for the Lebanese textile sector to have a bigger share in the American market.
President Bush has offered to set up free trade agreements with individual Arab countries and later set up a regional free trade zone. While some export-oriented industries would clearly benefit, Arab leaders remain skeptical of such an agreement with the U.S. Eliyahu Chui, a professor of economy and finance at St. Joseph's University in Beirut, says the U.S. is bound to unfairly dominate any such free trade zone.
The American economy is a giant economy. The Lebanese economy is really nothing compared to American one. And that's why I'm personally afraid in that with a free trade zone that the American products will invade perhaps our little markets.
But Lebanese supporters of an agreement note that the U.S. and Jordan established free trade in 2000. Jordan claims that the FTA, or Free Trade Agreement, significantly increased exports and added 30,000 jobs to its economy. Roy Badaro is a garment factory owner and representative of the Lebanese Chamber of Commerce.
Jordan gained a lot of this agreement. It created jobs and it created a momentum for creating the jobs, etc. I think Jordan is doing very well due to the FTA agreement.
Concerning the economy of Jordan, we know that it's a little economy with a very, very limited possibilities.
Professor Yachui says Jordan may not prove much of a model for the rest of the Arab world. He says the U.S.-Jordan agreement relies more on politics than free trade economics.
I don't know if this free trade zone with the United States is a real one, or it's a kind of economic help aid from United States to the Kingdom of Jordan, because we know, everybody know, that Jordan is completely aligned on the American policy in the region.
Politics does indeed play a strong role in the proposed free trade agreements, admits Badaro. The Jordan-U.S. agreement, for example, requires that at least 7% of the content of all Jordanian goods exported to the U.S. be from Israel. That provision alone would anger many Arab countries. So what do business and political leaders in other countries think about the proposed agreements? Some Syrian businessmen would love to see a free trade agreement with the U.S. Meet Mohammed Akkad, director of the Cadbury Schweppes bottling plant just outside Damascus. Despite the fact that the U.S. lists Syria as a state sponsor of terrorism, the U.S. is happy to buy Syrian products.
Okay, so we're inside the laboratory here.
In the laboratory, we are just making all tests on the bottles.
You've gotten some big orders lately from the U.S. and British Army in Iraq, huh?
Yes, taking a lot of this because really it is a famous mark and good product.
It's a famous brand.
Yes, famous brand. Yeah. I think they should have daily a lot of the cola, Coke, as you call it in the United States.
Right. Akkad says Syrian exporters would benefit a lot if the U.S. dropped its trade barriers.
I think in Syria there is many of the light industries, such as clothes, material, or clothes, cotton product. All these are available, and considerably they are cheap in comparison with the prices of the other countries. And I think this will have a good chance to be exported to the United States.
For the moment, the U.S. excludes Syria from participating in any free trade agreements because it's on the U.S. terrorism list. For its part, the Syrian government isn't exactly begging to open up such an agreement with the U.S. either. Hashim Akkad, a member of Syria's National Assembly, says the government hasn't taken a formal position yet, but he says there's not much enthusiasm.
The difference between the size of the two countries is too big, so such a partnership is very dangerous. So it has to be considered thoroughly and carefully. The Syrian economy might not get any benefit out of such agreement. On the contrary, we may lose a lot of taxes or customs duties to be paid on American imported goods to the Syrian market.
And it's not just government leaders who are skeptical of U.S. motives in pushing for free trade. At this Damascus cafe, Samir Qasim sits with friends, playing backgammon and smoking Bahrain tobacco through a water pipe. He says, given the recent history of the U.S. in the Middle East, why should America suddenly want to help Arabs with free trade?
The American administration does not have any interest or any willingness to develop the underdeveloping countries. They care about maintaining their position as a superpower.
Even Lebanese Chamber of Commerce official Roy Badaro admits the U.S. won't be getting very far until the Israel-Palestinian conflict is resolved.
We should have, first of all, peace. Lebanon will not sign any agreement unless there will be a full and comprehensive and final peace. And you know that this is not in the very, very short term. And then also, of course, when you will have peace, it's there. The agreement, the FTA agreement, will come, I think, later on. And it needs some time to let people to understand.
The U.S. hopes that economic trade can lead to political reconciliation in the region. But so far, the U.S. has only started free trade negotiations with Morocco and is seeking an agreement with Bahrain. Other Arab countries say resolving the region's political problems must come first. For Common Ground, I'm Reese Ehrlich, Damascus.